The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from this thing called life. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, and this is the worst little podcast in the world. With me is my good buddy Nick Ramirez, back in the saddle again.
Yeah.
Back in Studio B, it's just dog water dick, because the interns are dicks. But here in the studio, we've got a great new band all the way from Fallon. It's Serenity Awaits.
Worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hi there.
Yes.
That'd it's a good Monday, and it's happy, happy, happy tidings to see you all.
You as well. Thank
it's
you.
Good to see you, Ryan. Yeah.
Welcome to the show, guys. Serenity awaits.
Yeah, thank you very much.
We've got, let's see your names real quick at the beginning.
I'm Chris.
Chris is the bass player. We've got the singer.
My name is Ben. I'm an alcoholic.
No, it's not that kind of meeting.
Okay.
Yeah, different meeting. Right. And then on the guitar here.
Charlie.
And down on drums.
Germán.
How you doing, brother?
Good, how are you?
Herman? Excellent. Excelente.
Yeah.
Thank you all for being here on the show. It's good to have you. Although, as as you might have noticed at the beginning of the show, a little homage to the passage of the great purple one, Prince.
Oh.
Was best.
Yeah.
That's like, yeah. Yeah. Like,
it's a big purple cloud of sadness.
It's been a shitty year.
Not enough words to talk about the kind of impact. I mean, we just said all of those words for David Bowie, but
yeah,
most of those words are no less true for Prince.
Oh, yeah.
If not more.
A couple decades later, but on the same track, same kind of genius, same kind of weird antisocial person.
Played all the way till the end, man.
I think they belong in each other's trifecta.
Well, it's
been a tough year.
They wanted to pair him with the mother from Raymond.
Right.
And that's
Roberts.
Not appropriate.
No, that's not appropriate. That's a grasping at straws trifecta.
Him, Bowie, and now somebody gigantic has to die also.
I just hope they bubble wrap Ozzy and, put him away somewhere.
With Walt Disney and keep him alive forever.
He's already there.
I did see a great meme.
Merle Haggard just died.
And is a picture
fucking
of
close.
Keith Richards with lightning striking him in. And every time a musician dies, Keith Richards experiences the quickening.
I saw that.
There can be only one. raise a glass, raise a toast. I hope you probably have. If you own Prince music, play it and share it with the rest of us. Because even though I used to have a prized copy of 1999 that I did, in fact, play at the 99-2000 New Year's party at my house, Mr. Spagnola, forced me to do something by pushing my head down on it.
Yeah.
I was smoking a gravity bong.
Put it in your mouth.
I don't know what you guys
now
are talking about.
Now go down.
About. I hadn't smoked pot in a year, and I got high and listened to Prince all night. Like, I put that outside of the album
I'm
on
sorry.
Like three times in a row because I was just so fucking ripped. And I'm wearing vinyl pants in this unheated garage on New Year's.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Far out.
I always loved Pussy Control. That was my favorite Prince song. And some lady at Walmart the other day was asking me about Prince, and I asked her what her favorite song was, and I told her what mine was. And then I realized maybe that's not the most appropriate thing to say to an old lady. I was like, Pussy Control.
Yeah,
tight.
She probably got
that Pussy
a kick
Control
out of it
is
for
tight.
A second, dude.
Yeah, she got very quiet, and our conversation sort of stopped. We
kind of died off right there, didn't it?
Yeah.
Well, and like a lot of people, like, they knew Prince for his artistry and, of course, his music, but like, I never realized what a kick ass fucking guitar player Prince
was. Oh, goddamn. Yeah.
He was amazing. I watched him do a thing at the Grammys with Jimmy Page and a couple others, and man, he fucking killed it.
Prince is one of the top 10 world-class guitar players of the age.
Yeah.
Seriously. All the stuff in Purple Rain, when a lot of it was movie faked, but He literally did play songs like that, yeah, crawling around with rain and wind on him at on the 7th Avenue stage. It was all this dramatic. And the whole time, he's just shredding every every night, you know, 5 nights a week at a club. I mean, that's a musician who grows up and works it.
Yeah,
he didn't stop working it.
No, never.
He's
always trying to write
like
new songs.
A zillion albums in the vault.
Seriously,
Kevin Smith,
billion
movie,
songwriting credits.
Crazy shit, dude.
Billion songwriting credits. He wrote so many songs that other people did.
He was working hundreds of hours in a row when he died. They said they said today.
Really, 100? Wow.
Well, like 100 and some odd hours he had worked, and he was exhausted.
Bowie, same way, he was working right up till he died, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Bowie had to die.
Why?
From cancer.
Well,
we don't know. Right now at the taping of the show, we don't have the autopsy results, but it looks pretty much like overdose on Percocet.
Yeah, crazy rich guy.
Well,
Howard Hughes syndrome a little bit.
Well, shit.
He didn't
well, no, I mean,
fucking sucks.
Yeah. No, no, I wasn't meaning to take anything away from that, but I'm just that does kind of happen when you wall yourself off. Same thing happened to Michael Jackson and Elvis, really.
Yeah.
I mean, they were surrounded by people, but, you know, but the same people and completely alone and hemmed in.
When he said he was taking propofol to sleep.
Yeah.
I mean, just right. Like, God,
he
damn.
Also, he also liked to drink a lot of Heaven's juice, too. Yeah. I think is what he told those boys. Yeah.
But yeah, no, you know, like that's a path few walk, and so, you know, the dangers are as extreme as the lifestyle.
Yeah,
I guess you could say.
Yeah,
but
doesn't
take away from any of the great fucking art they created.
Oh yeah,
no.
The only thing I ever think that Prince might have brought, well then, that I feel is his ego, but other than that, he was fucking pretty good dude. He never, you know, fucked up. He never.
Well,
he never got caught.
Well, he developed that ego having to fight as a young musician against club owners in Minneapolis. And then again, like when, you know, Slave on his face, that era, against the studios. He was always trying to fight for his rights as a musician, as an artist. Aside from that, yeah, sure, he's making millions of dollars that we couldn't make. But at the same time, he'd get these amazing deals. But the follow-up albums wouldn't always perform, so he wouldn't always get the bonus, so he ended up owing them money.
Hmm.
Yeah. And then that's how the whole Slave controversy kind of came out of it.
And that's why he put all his
and you know, and that's
that.
And that's, you know, it's like, you know, same thing that happened to people, you know, homeowners who signed up on the on the loans and got bought. But, you know, they set you up knowing that you will
for
be
failure.
Beholden. Set you up for failure, so you're beholden to them in
well,
one
and
fashion
I heard that
or another.
Some of those late albums in the Slave era that he just put some shit together that, like, I just want to fulfill my contract and I hate you.
Yeah,
and so he put out some albums that weren't even good enough for him to put out. But he's just like, fuck you, here's your album.
Yeah.
Monty
Merry
Python
Christmas.
Also has an album quite entitled The Contractual Obligation Album.
Oh.
So,
hey, boys, what would you like to call this?
No, and it is just rehashes different live versions of all the same old skits, just not the ones that are on the original album.
We'll come to find
recordings.
Out that Prince recorded 20 Christmas albums because he needed to fill that.
But wasn't he Jehovah's Witness? I don't think they're into that.
Yeah, they don't do holidays.
Which is sad. He's not going to sing Happy Birthday either.
Yeah.
No, was he Jehovah's Witness? I don't even remember.
I believe you are correct.
No way.
I know he's crazy Christian something,
did,
but I didn't know what
flavor.
He was
a born again for a while. He got less extreme about it, at least publicly so.
Well, that was damn generous of him.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it was during that whole shortly after the success of the Purple Rain movie where – and Sex. Yeah, and the Diamonds. Like after that big pop of Sex celebrity – he kind of hit rock bottom and tried to get clean and get with God. I guess maybe he found one of them.
Had his Johnny Cash moment there.
Right. Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
Yeah. Like you were saying, though, it's like when they're alone and they get up to that level and stuff, it's like no one who's mediocre ever gets to that level. You got to be pretty crazy and off your rocker to perform and make those sorts of hits and to make music
and make
like
those
that.
Sacrifices and decisions in your personal life.
The duality of man and being, you know, something greater than just that.
Hello.
Fuck.
As we say in this part of the country, hella.
Hella. That's hella cool. Can I get hella ranch, please?
All right, so should we just jump right into a song here?
Yeah, that's like
let's celebrate Prince by playing fucking music.
Okay,
know?
Fucking A, man.
Yeah, well, we'll celebrate his originality by not doing any covers because
there you fucking go. A. I think the man would highly appreciate that.
You guys don't do Purple Rain.
We don't. Or I know the words to Pussy Control, but that's about it.
Perhaps later.
Could you do it
a cappella?
Could you do it as
boys and motherfucking girls?
Interpretive poetry, maybe with your shirt off.
Oh man, this is getting hot in here.
Steamy. Oh,
he's taking it off. Nice.
Yeah, Rick, sing you're this totally one in the missing buff. It out. Yeah, pants are down. Even
gotta get primal. Get weird with it.
Boxers on, but pants down.
We're cool with that. I'll light a candle over here too.
For the ambience or because of the smell?
Oh, just to get weird and
column okay. A, column B.
Right.
So you guys are from Fallon, Nevada, correct?
Fallabama.
Yes,
and how long you guys?
Somebody was in Truckee though, right?
Putting your name on. No, I was incorrect.
Oh, it was Fallon.
It was Fallon.
So you're all Fallon kids.
Yep, yep.
That's so fucking rad. We
Chris is not. He's a Reno, Renoian.
Oh. Born in Reno.
I'm South Lake Tahoe.
But Ferntucky?
Ferntucky.
I'm from South Lake, too.
Yeah. Ferntucky. You're still. Oh,
you know, but I'm way older than you.
Well, maybe, yeah.
You're still rural.
Yeah.
But part of our larger music in our community.
Fucking rad.
All of it. Fucking A.
Oh, yeah. We love the outskirts. Yeah. I wish Chewy was here. He loves all the tiny towns in Nevada.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
You know, we're going to start off big, and we're just going to call our first music tour the Manifest Destiny Tour because we really just need to get out of Fallon.
Yeah.
We're going to head west.
I want to call it the Revival Tour.
The Revival Tour, yeah.
Cool.
Reunion
so.
Tour.
All right, well, so what do you got for us here? What's the name of the song?
This first song, this is kind of a funny one. This is actually, right after when I had met you, that first time, I was doing some weird
November
shit. I was
so.
Doing some Pilates, I don't know, a lot of yoga or something. God knows what. So I wrote this song about reincarnation, yada, 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 and that's how it went, right? And then I took it to band practice, and then you'll hear what happens when you take songs to band practice.
All right.
We fucked that whole thing up real good.
things changed quite a bit, that's for sure.
Cool.
Yeah. You ready, Armand?
Yeah.
All right. So, this is a nice slow one, mellow one, just to get things going and everything. So, take it in. If you guys feel like snapping your fingers, just go for it.
Cool.
I was just kidding, by the way. We don't play that shit.
I'm
Nice.
Animal on the drums down there.
Yeah, he is. Armand's got some skills.
He slums it with us, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's a little bit tough being in this, doing the studio thing. I'm like wanting to jump around and shit and smash.
No.
Yeah.
Stay there and be uncomfortable.
Stand in one spot.
That's the way Rick
don't
likes.
Don't move too far.
Rick likes to have in a small uncomfortable
run into
place.
Something.
It's like Talladega Nights. He's like, I don't know what to do with my hands.
But did you guys want to do another one since you all set up?
Yeah, do another one.
Sure. Go ahead. Double up.
Oh, Herman, ¿puedes poner tu micrófono atrás de ti?
No, you can't do that to my girlfriend.
Thank you. Okay, so what are you going to do now?
This next song is called The Darlin' Song. It's very simply titled. But it's about a nice, your typical unhealthy relationship that maybe I'm assuming too much, but I think everyone's been in one. And, you know, it starts out with me doing the line and everything like that. But then by the end of the song, you know, I've taught her well, and now she's the one who's doing all the lying and crazy-ass shit. It's your typical, you know, American relationship.
Alrighty then.
Yeah. True American form, man.
They need training.
Well, paint me the picture.
All right. Actually, I think I played this in an open mic for you that one night, maybe.
You guys are rippers.
Thank you.
Dude.
That's some
guitar solos, man. Jeez.
Yeah, he tears it up.
Fucking shredder.
I believe I saw flames coming off of his fingertips at one point.
It's
is fascinating.
Well, thank you, guys.
And the rhythm section is no slouch in this band either.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Hey, I don't actually have to do much because I got, you know, these guys around me that actually know how to play instruments. So I just, you know, I just try to stand there and look pretty and smile.
Right, good thing you have a pretty face. Sound good.
Well, thank you.
You sound great.
No, actually, you can't even take that back. I remember the girl I met that I brought with me to open mic. You told her that I had nice biceps, so.
Yeah. Probably. That sounds like something I'd say.
Yeah. you did.
Yeah. And I was noticing your forearms while you're playing just now too. So I'm not gay, but I do play one on the internet. I know a gay.
I know a place you can be whatever you want to be. The internet.
Oh, I was gonna say in my pants.
So it begins.
Rig, I would like you to help me out here.
Fuck. Well, and let's. I would like to address the elephant in the room. Herman doesn't speak much English.
I would like
you guys don't speak much Spanish.
I would like you. No, and this so it, yeah, I would like you to conduct a short interview with Herman completely in Spanish with us not understanding any of it.
Okay, first I would like to apologize to all of our bilingual listeners.
I speak
the best Spanish I can, okay?
And you have carte blanche. We don't know what you're going to say or ask him, so that will be excellent. And
I can totally tell them that Rory wants to have sex with them after the show.
You could tell him that. You could. And then later you will be translating his quiz questions.
Oh, that's going to be so much fun.
Oh, hell yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. But so right now, Rick, take it away with your first big-time interview on the podcast.
Okay, this is very exciting. I've never been a translator before. Oh, wait, no.
Tell him what's happening.
You want to? Well, no, I thought you were going to ask him questions and I'll be the go-between.
No, you're just going to ask him questions.
Well, what the fuck? Okay. Why would I just talk to him in Spanish with nobody understanding what we're saying?
Because I would like to put you on the spot and I think it would be kind of fun.
Ask him how long he's been playing drums.
All right, Herman, Nick will play the game with you.
Herman, ¿cuántos años estás tocando la batería? ¿Cuántos años tienes?
21.
So he's only 21 years old.
12.
12 años?
Yeah, play drum.
¿Y tocas algo otro o solamente tambores?
Percusiones.
He plays all percussion, not just drum. Well, I guess that's drum.
You should hear it. You should hear him play like djembe.
Where is he from before here?
Eres de México, ¿sí?
Yes.
¿Cuál parte?
Obregón, Sonora.
Ensenada?
Yeah.
Ah, nice. So he's from Ensenada. Everybody got that right.
That's not
that hard to understand.
Bingo.
I took Spanish. Does he like playing with these guys, or does he think they're all a bunch of jerks who are just talented?
¿Te gusta tocar con estos hombres, o piensas que eres gente loco que no quieres estar con ellos?
I like to play drum for the guys.
Sweet.
Good.
It's just saying
excellente.
That.
That's the one word
this
I picked
is your
up.
Chance, Herman. You can say whatever you want. So if you want, you can just tell the truth.
Puedes decir todo lo que quieres. Puedes hablar la verdad si quieres. ¿Ellos huelen malo o algo? No, nada.
¿Cómo?
Do any of them smell bad?
Yeah. ¿Ellos huelen malo?
No.
Yes.
No,
that's a yes.
No. A veces.
No.
Ask him if playing drums has ever gotten him some action.
Oh, Nick. Yeah. Nick, ¿quieres saber si tocando tambores hace más, cómo se dice, hace
músculo, ejercicio?
No. Que si hay mujeres que quieren estar contigo porque eres el hombre que toca los tambores.
Yes.
Yeah. We got him his little first bit. American girl like a couple months ago.
Oh,
that was
la primera,
awesome.
La primera americana.
But you like ordered her? Or?
Well, no. You know,
mail order
okay.
American.
Obviously, we have a language barrier here. Right, but they're like, hey, your drummer, he's really cute. I was like, go fucking tell him that then.
Yeah.
And she's like, but how do I talk to him? I don't know Spanish. And I was like, let me see your phone. And we got out the Spanish translator. Boom. Done deal.
There you go. Good job.
Yeah. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how was she, Armando?
No, and it's Herman.
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 It's actually Herman, but in Spanish.
Herman.
They don't pronounce the
H. Okay.
Herman. So, ¿cómo fue la mujer que Que habla contigo con su celular. I think he just figured out what we were talking about.
Yeah. 1 to 10.
Una muchacha de Fallon, friend of Ben.
So ella estaba buena. ¿Ella fue un 1 o un 10?
9.5.
That's honest. That's honest.
That's pretty good.
La verdad.
For Fallon, that's not bad.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, she was a Fallon 5 because there's a whole different scale when you're in Fallon. You're in the rest of the world. So, you know.
True. Fallon 5 is a Reno 3.
Yeah.
You know. I don't know if it's a 3,
and
really.
He said 9.5. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So Fallon 9.5 is
at least
like
a Reno 7.
Yeah, a Reno 7, yeah.
There's actually a whole logarithm behind it that determines. So
there's charts and variables. We won't get into it though. But
bravo, good job.
When you guys practice, do you just play and he goes crazy and that's that?
Well, I know enough Spanish to the point where I was able to see if he wanted to play with us at first because I heard him play and I was just like, I knew it would be an interesting, amazing mix to add to what we got going here.
Sexually.
Yeah, it was, you know, we wanted to get down.
Yeah.
And I even did at one point tell him that Charlie was gay and stuff because Charlie didn't speak Spanish. So, you know, just messing around and stuff like that. I was like, he likes you.
Hello, Armand, can you hear me?
Careful.
Charlie's not gay.
Who knew?
But, Charlie's not gay in English. Charlie's gay in Spanish.
I quit this band.
Yeah.
He's just gay south of the border.
You know what I'm saying? Aren't we all?
But yeah,
not
so
I'm playing, girl.
I spoke enough Spanish not to get killed in Mexico and to negotiate. We went from there. And next thing you know, he was playing with us. And so we got translators. You know, this is the modern day. We can't actually use those handheld devices for more than just starting arbitrary arguments on the internet with complete strangers.
Dude,
like, you know, you
hold
can this.
Use them to start arguments with people in a foreign language right in front
you
of you.
You can do that too. Or you could actually have a conversation with someone. The way you can use a translator right on the spot too. So when we get in a pinch and we really need to figure that out, it goes. But the best part about music is it's a universal language.
Yeah. Right.
So when we start jamming, it's free reign. It's not like any of us are just like, you need to be like this, you need to hit the, you know, you need to hit the drum like this. Like, no, go, bro. You do your thing, you know. And
yeah,
it's amazing to watch that.
Armand,
together.
Is it been an easy fit playing with them?
¿Está fácil tocando con ellos o estaba difícil de cambiar cómo estabas?
Está un poco difícil por yo no hablar inglés.
Solo bien, eso, no. Pero la música.
No, la música está muy bien. Ahí como podemos, nos entendemos, claro.
The language has been hard, but the music playing's been easy.
Right, exactly.
All right, cool.
Five.
I understood that.
Yeah, good job.
Comprende.
So,
what?
Shit, so you did. So when you guys play with, oh, that's just so fucking cool. But Google Translate, you're right, it works hella good.
No, it does not.
Dude, every time I've like put something into it that I didn't know what it was, it just translated in a perfect sentence.
Rick, translate any two sentences. Take them in English, put it through Google Translate, translate it to Spanish, and then translate it back to English. And I will guarantee you, it has changed the meaning of what you were trying to say. Yeah.
Well, and I don't know if it's correct, but
it happens all the time.
We got this buddy; he's from Vietnam, so we call him up on the phone and we'll fuck with him and we'll put in the translator and we'll be saying some shit. And the one thing that we learned: if you spell it all together as one bird, fuckboy is the same in every language.
That's wild. That's pretty cool. I wonder if BBC is like the same in every language too.
No, you in know? England, it's a network.
Shit, that's right. I didn't go very far.
I discovered
it didn't even get out of English before it was wrong.
I discovered because of a tattoo idea I had.
Uh-oh.
That
speaking of BBC now,
douchebag is kind of untranslatable into Eastern languages.
Hmm.
The closest real translation you get is shower bag. Or putting it in quotation marks and just saying douchebag in English.
Well, that's not very much fun.
So there is no way to translate it. Because I wanted to get a tattoo that said, you're a douchebag, thanks for asking, in Asian or some script.
Yes.
So when people ask me what it said,
Yeah.
Didn't, you know.
I mean, I wanted to say your mom. I wanted one, an Asian one that said your mom or something like that, right. You know? Yeah.
But Yeah.
Well, the t-shirt could say, like, you are the bag that women clean their vagina with.
That's what shower bag kind of means.
Oh.
Shower bag. What else would you have a bag in the shower for?
Squish
things up somewhere. Or I guess that'd be an enema is also a shower bag. So
it's a shower activity.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to be over
be
the carpet.
Yeah. It's a shower bag, but the kind you put in your vagina.
Vagina shower bag.
A vaginal shower bag.
Then translating that into kanji gets really, there's a lot of characters at that point.
Oh, man. You started with just a couple characters.
Right,
now you got this
like
full
12.
Sleeve.
Yeah. all right. Let's have another song. We're going
to
come
music.
Back and do the quiz.
Okay. All right.
Right on.
Ask Armand how to say you're a douchebag in Spanish.
Armand, hay una palabra que usamos en inglés que es la bolsa que mujeres usan para limpiar dentro de su vagina.
Cotex.
Es una bolsa que pongan vinagre o algo para enjuagar adentro de ellos.
No sé.
He doesn't know what a douchebag is called in Spanish either.
Okay.
Puto.
The Kotex. Good answer.
Liar.
No.
Kotex is a great answer.
Pero hay una palabra que usamos para algo, alguien que es malo y no entiende nada. Y usamos esta palabra y no sé cómo se dice en otros idiomas.
No.
What did you just
ask?
Yeah,
why don't you know that, Rick?
I've never had the opportunity to ask one of my Spanish employees how to say douchebag.
Caballero?
Well, you know that thing that you rinse with down there? How do you say that? Jesus. Right.
All right, the boys are all set up.
Oh, yeah. ¿Estás listo a tocar más?
Yeah.
Do you know what song?
Yeah, it's called the Locked Up Song, and it's a... You know, obviously, if you've ever been behind bars, or you can be a prisoner of your own device, too. You know, either one's bad. It's not like there's any good scenario there. But this is an awesome song, and we played at some interesting bars, because when you start at the bottom, you know, you end up at biker bars or shit like that. So
woo!
We had a whole bunch of bikers, like, tapping their feet to this song and shit, and it's hilarious. I love this song. It's one of my favorite ones.
Next time, try to get them to cry and hold up lighters.
Well...
You gotta start. Different song.
That's the goal, man. Yeah. That's the goal.
Purple Rain, man.
You gotta start somewhere. All right, here we go.
probably never sing the new songs. Don't know who I've been, where the hell I'm going on with insanity, it seems, has stolen all of my dreams. And now I'm sitting by the other band. I got baby, have no fear yet. Ra-ta-ta-ta. I see you want me to love you, but you think you are the overachiever. Oh Lord, why did I do it? What I knew it, I knew it. Turn me around, upside down. Open the clouds, my feet on the ground. Oh my, oh my God. Look at the sky, you can touch on the rise. No corner, flies on the smoke. Everything you do, thanks for what you see.
That was pretty groovy.
Jesus Christ.
It's hard to end without the drummer in the room, huh?
Right? Yeah, you can't see him. We're just me and Charlie are looking at each other like, all right, go for it.
Feels about right about now.
We're going to see what happens, man.
Fuck.
All right. So you think it's time?
I think it's time.
Rick?
Ask Herman if he thinks it's time.
Es el tiempo a empezar, Herman.
¿Cómo, cómo?
Es el tiempo a empezar el quiz. I don't know how to say quiz in Spanish, so I just say quiz.
All right, hit me with the music.
Down.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the worst little quiz in the world, where I'm going to ask our contestants a series of uncomfortable, obnoxious, and personally revealing questions.
Uh-oh.
Are you ready to play?
Oh, yeah.
Rick, translate that.
Fuck off.
Translate the gist of it.
Es el tiempo de preguntarte preguntas. Cada persona tiene que va a tener preguntas. Okay. Y cada persona va a tener la misma pregunta.
Ok.
Voy a tratar a traducir eso, pero no sé si voy a hacer bien.
Ok, no hay problema.
Ok, we're going to start with Chris here. Chris, what is the first album you ever purchased?
Oh, what a good question.
Oh, man.
The Beatles' Let It Be.
Nice.
All right.
Nice.
You can't make fun of that.
It's a respectable choice.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Ben.
All right, so there's three at the same time. When I was a kid, I made the mistake of asking my parents for a CD player. I did not ask them for what
albums
I wanted.
No excuses.
What? So they picked them, and I love them.
What other one do you purchase?
Okay. Well, I listen to those on repeat, so they count.
No. What other one you bought?
Green Day, Kerplunk.
That's not a bad answer.
But
either.
I am interested to know which ones were the ones that his parents made him
that
buy.
That he's really
that
defensive
I know
about.
I know every word to every one of those albums. CCR, Jim Morrison, The Doors, and Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Oh, okay.
Shit, that's awesome.
Those are pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But that's the music you grew up on. No, this is the question is, what's the first album you bought?
I bought Kerplunk and Beastie Boys. What was it? Ill Communication?
Yeah. That is one of the best albums ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Charlie. What do we got
All
here,
right.
Charlie?
First album I ever bought was Ozzy, Diary of a Madman.
Woo.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Shit. You guys are pretty
hence
amazing.
Hence the Randy Rhoads guitar there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Every one of the guys who was with Ozzy, just fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Beautiful, you know.
And Rick, will you ask
Herman, la primera pregunta, ellos quieren saber cuál fue el primer disco que compraste de música que tú querías con tu dinero que tú compraste, que no fue un regalo.
El primer disco que yo compré fue uno de mis influencias. Miraba desde chiquito a un baterista o drummer y fuera de Maná, se llama...
Yeah, Maná, he's a good drummer.
Maná is fucking awesome, you guys.
That's the only rock band in Mexico.
Dude, no, Maná, there's a bunch of great ones, but Maná is fucking awesome. Yeah. Oh my God, I love their shit. The mariposa de
traicionera. He plays like a 40 drum
fucking
set.
I love that.
Yeah.
They're really, it's the kind of music that even if you don't speak Spanish, just download their music and listen to it. They're the only band that I've heard in all the Spanish music I listen to that really sounds like an American band.
Okay.
They're mixed like American music.
Gotcha.
It's fucking amazing. Yeah.
Okay. I heard Mana.
Ask Armand what his last meal would be.
Herman, Si vas a ir, si vas a morir, I'm just going to say if he's going to die. Si vas a morir, ¿qué quieres para la última cosa que va a comer?
Sushi, pero allá de México.
Wait, sushi, pero en México?
Yeah.
What? ¿Hay sushi bueno en México?
Mexican sushi.
Excelente.
¿Mejor que Reno?
Yeah.
Shit. It's Damn. Better in Mexico than it is in Reno.
Y mariscos.
Oh, and of course, shrimp. Every Spanish person I know loves shrimp.
All right, Chuck.
All right, last meal, it'd have to be filet mignon with the lobster tail, with the, you know, those little sautéed mushrooms that are on top.
Excellent choice.
So far, I would like to die with any of you.
All right, so here's the thing. Every time I've ever been behind bars or something like that, you know, you get to craving something when you're away from everything
you
can have.
What's the one you crave?
So I've never been on death row, so I don't know exactly what it would be. But what I crave is always a damn In-N-Out double-double with grilled onions. Call me simple, call me cheap, whatever. But that's where it goes.
Good answer.
Yeah.
That's
not bad. Yeah.
And Chris, you, sir.
You know, I got to go Papa Murphy's, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spicy fennel sausage pizza, man.
Well, and they got to wait to kill you till the pizza bakes.
That's what I'm thinking, man. If they
don't
get it right.
That's a whole extra hour.
That's
about
right.
30 minutes.
That's right.
Let's see. Your lover, your mother, or your brother. Trapped on a desert island, Chris, who do you choose to cannibalize first?
Oh, my brother's going to go.
No hesitation. Ben?
The lover.
Lover.
Yeah, well, I'm close with my brother and my mom, so yeah, she can go quick.
All right.
No problem there.
Yeah, I don't have any brothers, so, you know.
That's not fair.
Mom ain't going to get eaten.
Best friend.
Substitute best friend.
Yeah, I'd be the lover.
Okay, still we'll go with the lover. These are a couple of handy men who are being on this desert island. And please pass the question along to our
Hispanic
friend.
Si no hay comida y tienes solamente tu madre, tu novia y tu hermano, ¿quién vas a matar primero para comerle?
Hermano.
Yeah. And can you explain to him that the question is funny in English because those three words rhyme?
Oh, la pregunta es más chistoso en inglés porque las palabras se escuchan... Their mother, brother, lover is lo mismo casi.
Brother, mom, and girlfriend, much love. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Good answer. Excelente.
Never answer that, your mother or your girlfriend.
Yeah, no.
And can you also please to be asking, Herman, in all of history, who would he start a fist fight with?
En toda la historia, ¿quién quieres empezar a pelear con...? Tienes que...
¡Manos fight!
Si vas a pelear con alguien en toda la historia de este planeta, ¿quién quiere?
Creo que Mayweather. Yeah.
¿Tú quién?
Mayweather.
¿Your weather?
No, me estabas hablando de pelear con mis manos.
Sí, sí, pero tienes que empezar, tienes que pensar en un persona, en toda la historia de este planeta, ¿quién quieres pegar con tus manos?
Oh, Ben and Charlie.
The truth comes out.
Great answer.
And this is going to be our last part of the high scoring answer.
Very much. Very good.
It's funny, I've never needed to say this at work. So I'm not, I'm like desperately trying to think of ways
how do you
to
beat
say what
a man.
Yeah. I hit with your hand.
I'd really like to smack the shit out of Kanye West, and I don't approve of hitting women, but I wish somebody'd smack the shit out of Hillary Clinton.
Nice. Ben?
That's pretty solid. This may sound weird. There's two. One of them would be any Rothschild, but for sure, hands down, by far anyone, it would be Abraham Lincoln.
Take the big man.
Yeah, well, he was racist, and everyone thinks he's just this giant martyr, but you go back through shit. No, he was an asshole, and he
vampire
put us in martial
hunter.
Law. That's true. He was a vampire hunter. That's the only cool thing he ever did.
I like vampires, so fuck him.
Chris.
You know, we got this mean, nasty 4-year-old little kid. I want to make sure I want to make sure he doesn't hit me back. Is that right?
No, that's all right.
And I'm taking the 4-year-old kid.
And all right, and that 4-year-old kid, since I did say all of history, that could include the future history where this 4-year-old is a grown man and you can like put him in his place.
Or it could be 4-year-old Hitler.
I think he wants to hit a 4-year-old dude.
Like an actual 4-year-old that you're familiar with.
I'm more afraid of getting hit back. You know.
Okay, just a couple more questions here. This is going to lead up one to another. When searching the internet for inspiration, what are your favorite keywords to use in your search to jerk?
I'm blessed in this area. I'm not an internet person.
Okay.
You look more like Playboy magazine. But
if that's my story. Yeah, that's my story.
Are you a butt guy? Are you into black chicks? Fine. Are you into Asian?
That's my story, and that's
you're
right.
Sticking
I
got to
stick with it.
All right.
I got to plead the fifth because my wife is going to hear this.
Absolutely.
You clearly.
And you can't search your wife's name on the internet and get nude photos.
Clearly, he's never masturbated.
But that's.
I plead the fifth again.
All right, Ben?
Well, I just got to go over to Chris for a second. He can still honestly say that he reads Playboy for the jokes.
Yeah.
They are
funny. You reach a certain age, man. Wow. This is highly overrated.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like I've heard your material before then.
You know, on Thanksgiving this last year, I searched hermaphrodite midget. What was
he's
it?
Going
it
was, for
wow.
The
hold on,
here.
hold on. Hermaphrodite, midget, lesbian. Gosh, there's something else in there. And
milk.
Oh, there's one other word in there, but I found the scariest porn of my life and it changed
Love
and
party.
Me and it scarred me.
Honey,
blue
stop.
Waffle,
that was awful.
Curry
honey.
Pie?
No, honey, stop.
BBW.
No,
MMF,
Riku.
Big and busty.
Riku, you're still grounded,
big
young lady.
Bush, the double threesome?
But what's your favorite? What are your go-tos?
Oh, favorite. Let's see.
Right. I'm just giving points for the hermaphrodite midget lesbians.
It was weird. That was so right. Scary. Premature ejaculation, BBC. No.
Well then. Moving on to Charlie here.
All right. It'd have to be two favorite ones. It'd be latex and vampires.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. All right. I didn't even know you. I'm gonna have
oh,
to
yeah,
try
that's
that.
Totally out
it's
there.
A whole thing, man. Check
that's
it out. It's
wow. That's crazy. Yeah, I guess I'm just old
Rick,
fashioned.
Rick, can you pass the question along?
Okay. Herman, ellos quieren saber.
Manos
shit,
to
how
manos.
The fuck do I? So, si el sábado está usando la computadora para ver videos de sexo para tu tiempo solo, ¿qué? ¿Cuáles palabras usan para ver? Como tú sabes, negros, latinas, blancos, grande pompis, ¿cómo qué quieres? ¿Cuál es la cosa que quieres ver más que cada otra cosa?
¿En inglés?
Yeah.
I don't know. Big teeth.
That's why you're a drummer. God bless you, Armand.
I love you.
And you know, we won't tell our mom, but one of my favorites is uncut. So,
all right, where did you lose the V card, Armand?
Oh, like when and where? Like,
yeah, you know the question.
Ellos quieren saber cuando. ¿Cuándo fue tu primera vez que estabas con una mujer? O un hombre, no sé.
Fue
¿qué haces? ¿Y cuántos años tenías?
¿14? Yeah, 14.
14 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
And secundaria, no sé cómo.
In high school?
Yeah.
In a car or somebody's house?
¿En un carro, en una casa?
¿Dónde? House of in the my bathtub. Girlfriend.
Nice.
¿Cuántos años estabas con ella antes?
Were his parents there? Were her parents there?
Oh, yeah. ¿Estaba tu casa o la casa de ella?
De ella.
In her house.
Yeah.
¿Y sus padres estaban ahí o no?
No, working.
Well, now they know.
Es lo mismo que cada americana.
Que vengan todas las americanas.
Damn. So there you go.
All right. I think we got most of that.
Who's with the American girl?
So no, said, estaba en México, ¿sí?
Yeah, en México.
Con una
yeah.
Mexicana. Oh, ¿y cuántos años estabas sí. con ella?
So,
tenía 5 months.
So after being with her for 5 months.
Oh, okay, good.
Y inmediatamente
good.
Después
romantic.
No estabas con ella. Or?
Sí, duré 1 year.
Oh, and they stayed together for a whole year.
Very romantic. That's very nice.
All right.
Charlie, how about yourself? Age and circumstances.
Age and circumstances. Well, age was 18. And
it was down at the week.
I was either 18 or 19. All trying right. to remember. I was very drunk at the time. But I lost my virginity down at that beautiful whorehouse on I-80 over there at the Mustang.
Yeah. That's Nevada's pride. Yeah.
Which is closed down now, which I'm very sad.
Is that
by.
A first?
You put the
on the show.
I think so. Yeah,
I think that is that's the first other show somebody lost their virginity at the ranch.
That's yes, beautiful. Sir. Nice. Nevada, baby. That's it's a beautiful place.
You are battle born, my son.
Yeah. Cheers.
Was, cheers to that.
That was beautiful.
Fuck yeah.
How about you, Ben?
Man, I wish that I had some amazing story, but I was 16 and my mom left town, and it was a girlfriend that I'd had for a little while, and I lost my virginity. You know, that was like the greatest 15 seconds of my life, and boom.
In your bedroom? On a couch or a bedroom?
My
or?
Bedroom. You know, mom left town. Parents were divorced, so I had a key at each one. You know, I'm supposed to be at one place, or God knows, they couldn't keep track of me. So, you know, take her, you know.
Work in the system.
Yeah, I did. And so, yeah.
Was it a thumbs up? Was it what you always thought it would be?
Well,
or?
15 seconds. It must have been pretty great for those 15 seconds.
Yeah, that it was a very memorable 15 seconds. I remember I had time to go start a song because, you know, I thought you're supposed to set the mood.
Right.
And then
Hit the post by the time he did.
Yeah, and exactly. They weren't even in the chorus yet.
He was just talking up a record with his dick.
Yeah. And coming up next, we've got the Bee Gees with "Oh Baby, I'm Done."
Thanks for coming.
Just kind of scratched my head and moved on. You know.
Did you give the lovely young lady a round two?
Sadly,
or did you just feel dirty?
Sadly, we don't talk anymore.
No.
No, she did get round 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
There you go.
And that took all of a minute or so. I don't really know. I was keeping track at that point. My stopwatch was
with the rest of the half hour.
Yeah.
A few years later, she discovered orgasms.
Yep.
So,
not bad.
Chris, before you answer the question, I would like to, when in the era you lost your virginity, were condoms still made out of sheep's intestines?
Skin. Yeah.
Oh, no. They were still made out of like
Saran wrap.
No,
reeds.
It goes so far back. It's like we used to try to carve them out of wood.
Right, okay, like bamboo reeds.
It goes that far back, man.
Splinters.
But how about yourself? Well, what kind of young, sprightly lad were you? What was your age?
Well, you know, seeing how nobody's really going to know who I am, I can confess the truth. Being from Fernley,
yeah.
There's a guy next door who had a ranch and this chicken.
I thought you were going to say a sheep.
That's all I'm going to say, right? I got to pay the fifth after that.
Could you drive
really
a car?
Possible? I've heard of chicken fuckers,
did I do it
but you got to be
in the car.
Were you old enough to drive a
the
car?
Chicken can't
was
drive
the
car?
Chicken old enough
were
to drive?
You old enough?
I was too drunk. The chicken had to drive. I can't drive drunk. I follow Charlie.
Your hands are full.
That's right. I got a chicken in my lap.
I'm a law-abiding citizen.
Yeah, I could get arrested for driving drunk. There's nothing about it.
This chicken's trying to peck me. What am I going to do, drive?
You know, if the officer pulls you over and you got a chicken in your lap, let him explain it. You know, they got the book, not me.
And the sad part is the chicken was the top.
All right, we are going to jump over to a rapid fire section.
Rapid fire!
From Mr. Nick Ramirez, the slowest question teller ever.
Yes. So I will just point around the room and I'll say Armand, since he's not up in the room with us.
Armand, esas son las preguntas rápidas. Es solo dos palabras y tienes que decir cuál es mejor a ti.
Okay.
All right, so here we go. Let's start out with Elvis Presley or the Beatles?
The Beatles.
Beautiful.
Yeah, Elvis.
Beatles.
Tres Beatles y one Elvis. Let's
see. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Oh, Star Trek.
Star Wars.
Star Trek.
Fag.
Armand?
Star Wars es fue un programa en televisión y Star Trek. ¿No conoces Star Wars?
Sí, pero no don't like or no like.
Okay.
Armand, say Star Wars because Charlie es Joto.
Star Wars, yeah.
Thanks, Armand. Mi primo.
I like Star Trek, too. But then I have sex with men, so you can't really gauge that.
Bald men. I wonder why.
Let's go with another rock and roll one. Let's go with Ozzy or Dio.
Oh, Fuck. We were talking about this. You know, I can't answer that. They both were great.
Okay.
You have to answer it.
He's taking.
I have to.
One or the other.
You guys are going to lock the door.
Under they.
No, man, I think they were both great. I think the best time in rock and roll history when Ozzy was with Randy Rhoads and Dio was doing the thing with Sabbath. I think that was the best time in heavy metal rock and roll we've ever been experienced. Yeah. We were alive to see it.
Ben, do you have a preference?
Oh, well, I just have to go with Ozzy because then, like Chris said, they're both amazing, but Ozzy's just put out some amazing solo work that I just absolutely love.
Too much explanation. Sorry. Too much talk.
Rapid fire.
Sorry. Answers, no explanation.
Love them both, Ozzy.
Ozzy.
Armand.
Herman, ¿conoces a Ozzy Osbourne or Ronnie James Dio?
Nope.
He doesn't know either one.
Okay.
Oh, here's one for Herman. Carlos Santana.
Or
Mana.
Oh, Carlos Santana and Mana, Corazón Espinado. Yeah.
Corazón Espinado.
Yeah.
What's that?
Mana, feat. Carlos Santana. Corazón Espinado.
Played with them?
They played together?
You only got to hit one word that I don't know and I'm lost. So, pero si tienes que tener uno o el otro uno. Y no puedes tener el otro.
Okay, Mana.
Okay.
All right, man. Chris.
Oh, I got Carlos.
Ben.
Carlos. You guys don't know Mana. It's fucking
Carlos
great.
Santana de Jotos. Acuérdate, Jotos.
Okay. Mana.
Hey, you asked for him to give you a favor.
I know. That's what I said, Mana.
Quid pro quo.
Shit.
All
right. Herman?
Yep.
AIDS or cancer?
What?
La SIVA or el cancer?
La qué?
La SIVA.
Why?
I think it's SIVA. es una enfermedad muy malo.
Oh.
Que las otras tienen.
Oh, no.
Oh, cancer. One. Tienes que tener cancer. Uno, un malo, cualquiera.
Cancer.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
Cancer.
It didn't help that I said it's that bad AIDS. Disease that gay, that faggots have.
You
I
did.
So, I'm sorry.
And monkeys. I'll take AIDS.
I gotta go cancer.
So it's three cancers and two AIDS?
I'm the only one living with AIDS.
Oh, wait, one AIDS.
Okay, one AIDS. So one AIDS and three cancer. Okay.
Puke or diarrhea? Chris.
Oh, diarrhea. That's the best way to go.
Diarrhea.
Diarrhea.
Vomito or diarrhea?
Vomito.
I'm with him. I'd much rather puke.
Let's see. You guys are all into chicks, too, huh? So let's go with... I don't know, Zooey Deschanel or what's that Latino chick? Give me one, guys. Give me one Latino chick. Sofia Vergara, right?
Oh, wow.
Oh, Sofia. Yeah.
Now we know what he searches.
We know his website. I'll take Armand's side.
Yeah,
Sofia.
Zooey.
Oh, you know what? Actually, I have a better one than it. It goes Selma Hayek or Penelope Cruz.
Oh.
Selma Hayek.
Selma.
Bam.
Charlie?
Oh, Selma.
Yeah.
Penelope.
Audio show,
Penelope,
you have to say
was the
answer.
One in Blow, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Penelope.
Selma Hayek.
Three Selmas and Penelope. Yeah. Ben?
Beat up or arrested?
Ooh.
Oh, shit.
I'm going beat up.
Yeah. Beat up,
Beat up.
injured through fighting?
Que alguien va a casi matarte con sus manos o en cárcel.
Cárcel.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I said almost kill you with their hands. I didn't know how to say beat up. I'm sorry. So thinking like near death. Okay.
Yeah.
You got one?
Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
There you go. Gay or ginger?
I pass.
I don't know.
From this life.
To not have a soul, I guess I'd rather be gay.
Nice.
Ginger.
Okay. ¿Quieres estar pelirrojo or gay?
Pelirrojo
or
what?
Joto.
Oh, what?
Or gay.
Joto.
¿Cómo se dice gay?
Joto.
Joto.
Pelirrojo.
Ellos están muy feos. ¿Estás seguro?
Es que no,
he's
no,
not
no entiendo.
With me.
Pelirrojo or joto?
Sí.
Pelirrojo.
That's fucking what I should have said. That's way better.
Rojo or joto. That rhymes. That's
yeah.
great.
Pelirrojo
yeah.
or joto.
That's an album name. Dude, I think this is my funnest.
Red hair
one
again.
Of the funnest quizzes ever. This is great. Okay.
Last rapid fire.
Yeah. No, last rapid. There's hella more, though.
Oh, you want some good
else,
ones?
What else
juicy
do we
ones?
Usually do? Oh, well, no, circumcised or not won't be any fun because we know.
Right. Oh, I have a good one. Asian or Mexican?
Or the what? Chick?
Mexican.
Pick.
Mexican.
Mexican.
Herman?
China or Mexicana?
Mexicana.
I meant food, guys.
That's fine, but I...
Oh, and
that's what I thought
la
he
comida.
Meant. I thought he meant that.
Okay, right. Good. Then we're good.
So yeah, I'm gonna put an end to this quiz. That was amazing and fantastic.
Good answer.
It was
you guys.
A close race. You know, I gotta say, Chris, a lot of passes, a lot of zeros. Oh. Yeah. Say. So you didn't score very high.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Ben, you kept not understanding the question. That deducted a lot of points from you. Like when it was rapid fire and you were giving me answers.
But he
you
did
know.
Take his shirt off.
That's no, true. That was a lie. Oh. It didn't actually happen.
Damn it. You're ruining the illusion for Rick and our audience.
Charlie here and Armand, it was a very tight race. Tight like your cousin's vagina, but I'm going to have to go with Armand's our big winner.
Yeah! Winner!
Ganaste!
Que gané?
Yep.
He got 17,424 points.
That's a lot of points.
17,000 puntos.
Yeah,
he doesn't want the points.
No catch?
Yeah.
Sticker. You'll get a sticker.
Yeah, puedes tener un sticker. No, ganaste que puedes tocar otra canción.
Yo solo?
No.
Ah, okay.
Con todos.
Okay, yeah.
You're not offering my sexual services.
No, we always say you win, you get to play another song.
Well, tell
Herman, yeah, yeah.
Tell Herman he gets to play a solo for us, a drum solo.
Oh, puedes hacer un solo primero.
Go like, cumbia, salsa, samba. Yeah. Intentaré algo latino.
Yes, sí, yes, do it, do it.
Right now.
Cumbia, rock it out, Herman.
Salsa, samba. Let's do it.
You.
No, you right now.
Just you.
Tu solo, right?
Whoa.
Excelente.
The boy's on fire.
All right.
I'm a little confused.
Awesome. All right.
Have you noticed there's been like no samples in the show because I'm so stressed out about translating?
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, then now let's have like a whole song.
Oh,
everybody.
Another song. More
yeah.
music.
Song.
What are you
I have
play?
Been quite enjoying this episode. Thank you guys for being here this
Hey,
week.
Hey, thank you guys, man.
So when's your next show? Are you playing anywhere anytime soon?
What is the next one? Shoot.
Playing in Reno anytime?
Okay, well, yeah, well, there's...
you can play in your city, too.
There's a Battle of the Bands thing that we're going to do, and that's at the Elbow Room first, you know, so
okay.
first, second, third thing.
Oh, right on.
And that's in May, at the end of May. I forgot exactly when it was. We're doing that, and then we're playing at Davidson's next month. And
Ooh.
That's up in the air again, too. So,
okay.
Yeah, we'll keep you guys posted.
Is there
you
a Facebook
guys have a Facebook page?
Yeah, people can keep an eye.
You know what? We
No.
No, you don't?
Is there some way to know what you're doing?
Since we haven't had anything recorded yet, anything that people could, like, you know, not just go to a page and it just be words, you know?
Right.
So we were talking about it. When we get done here, we're going home and we're going to start working on it. We're going to do some pictures and stuff and get some songs up there so that way people have something to actually enjoy when they go up there. So,
All right.
So it's coming soon. It's coming soon.
You at least have this show, too.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Some songs
absolutely.
Here.
So for the time being, for inquiries, contact the Worst Little Podcast, and I'll forward your messages to Serenity Waves.
That's damn decent of you.
All of the scads of fan mail that will be rolling into my email box after this.
Yeah, no, we're still old-fashioned. We still run around with flyers and shit and go tape
Fuck
them up in the bathroom.
Hell yeah.
You're goddamn right. Yeah.
Got to do that, too.
You got to put the work in, man.
Any shows in Fallon coming up?
You know, so with Fallon, they only really like country music, and they like cover bands. So we, you know, there's only like one or two venues we can really play there, and we've played them a lot already. Mm. Like I said, we're ready for the Manifest Destiny tour.
Yeah.
It is
excellent.
God's divine right that we will be leaving Fallon. We're over it. All right, yeah, this next song is called Heaven's Touch.
Kick back. Groovy.
Damn you guys.
Makes me drink more whiskey.
Whiskey.
Do you want to hear a kind of fast one that it has a great cause, or we more questions?
No.
No,
fast
we
one.
Can do another song, and I think we're about to sign off for the evening.
Cool.
Yeah, so throw another at us.
All right,
sure.
So this one is a cause for a cause very close to my heart. You know, we all have those things that we have to that we fight for in life. This song's called The Pink Elephant, and they are a dying breed. So we have a website. It's pigelephant.org. You can go and make a donation.
All proceeds go to the creation of pink elephants.
Yeah, and we're just trying to keep awareness out there and raise a lot of money for what I don't know.
More pink elephants.
Probably a Bugatti.
All of God's creatures are
Yeah.
Sacred, you know?
Yeah, yeah. All right, so this is the Pink Elephant song right here.
Lost myself deep inside my mind. Walls crashed down to get stopped to cry. What can I ever free myself from this heart's self-destruction, this endless guilt? The pink elephant is my only friend. Tell him anything and he never get mad. He showed up out of nowhere when I was in a fight. Gave me a big hug with his big drink on gold mine.
Armand is an excellent drummer.
Like,
I don't mean to take anything away from him, but Charlie has got about some of the fastest fucking fingers I've seen in
that
this room.
That was shreddy.
Dude, like a blur.
It is.
And then Chris over here on the bass is like, that ain't no just like 1-2 man bass player. He's quite fast himself.
Oh, yeah.
Really, Ben is the weak link.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, no, I talk about that all the time. Like, I am the weak link. So,
face for radio and a voice to match.
Here's how this goes. Yeah. I just, I make up for it with, a nice set of brass balls and hard work. That's just where that goes.
Yeah. No, those are fun songs, man.
Totally.
That's cool.
Yeah, hope to get to see more of you in town this summer.
Absolutely. We'll be here.
All right. Yeah, get that Facebook page happening so people can check you out there soon.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Serenity Awaits. Thank you for being here, Jets.
Woo. Thank you, guys.
Very nice. Woo. Ourselves looking in the future. It's just a few weeks away. I can't believe it's another one. Lucky number 13, Mary Energy.
No, it's 12.
Or 12, shit. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I read that wrong on the flyer.
Yeah, it's
12.
X1. XII.
Next year.
XII.
XII. Maybe I was drunk and I was seeing doubles. But Mary Anarchy 12 coming up the 20th and 21st of May here, Friday and Saturday night. Getting started both days around 5?
Friday will be 5 and 3 o'clock on Saturday.
Okay, Saturday.
So it's kind of a normal Mary Anarchy.
Still 3 o'clock on Saturday. Yeah. Show up early and get drunk with us with the hair of the dog. It's fantastic.
It's a great way to do it. They'll probably have some like Bloody Mary specials or something on that part of the day.
For those of us that, you know, live out of town and we're from faraway places that don't have, you know, cool things like this, what is Mary
what
Anarchy?
The fuck is
what
Mary
a great
Anarchy?
Question you asked. Yeah.
Very good.
I had to plug it, you know.
Mary Anarchy, it's his 12th year we've been doing it. What we do is it's in honor of our lost angel, Mary Ann, who's also nicknamed Mary Anarchy. When she first got sick, she passed away 4 years after she got sick. But when she first got sick, we all had a big fundraiser to help her pay the bills.
Oh, yeah.
Passing the hat kind of show.
Cool. Yeah. Every year since her passing in 2004, we've been doing a benefit show for somebody in our family or in the community in Reno that we know who needs some help with some medical expenses or what have you. Sometimes we do it for art. When we're lucky.
That's awesome.
When we're lucky, we get to do it for art, not for tragedies around
that's
us.
That's awesome.
Right now, there's, you know, sick family in the queue ready to go for winter ball. But this year, we're doing it for Kula Dunn, who got hit and run by a car. He's walking.
As a pedestrian.
He's walking. He gets hit by a car who hit and runs him.
Yeah.
Breaks both his legs.
Oh man.
Kula's the janitor over at Jub Jub's, among other things, too. He's a
good
computer
dude.
Student and a really good brother, Kaheli's brother, and an ECV, me and Rory.
Satisfactory.
And Josh Chewy, who's on the show, who wasn't on the show very much today. But anyway, so every year we get together. A bunch of bands come, they sign up to do this show for free for us for 2 days. We had to expand it to 2 days. Then we had to expand it to twice a year. So we do it in December and May, which December was Mary's birthday. May is when she passed. And anyway, so we get like 20 to 30 bands every weekend.
That's awesome.
You know, and then everybody comes down, does a showcase. There's art. There's music.
Suggested donation of $10, but we don't turn anybody away at the door.
Right, nice. Right. Everybody's welcome.
Because and part
inclusive.
Of the bar donates back to us from the till at the end of the day too. Yeah, you know,
it's raffle prizes and it's just fun.
Cool
and a
shit.
Great day of music. Both days are great days of music. So
all different kinds of genres of music. I'm assuming.
We mix up the whole weekend. So Friday this year we're going a little eclectic into punk rock, and then the next day we stay pretty eclectic or like kind of folksy at the beginning, and then it turns more into hard rock, and then like super hard indie rock from
right on
and stuff. Yeah, so
it'll be
cool.
A good time. We've got some new faces and some old returning acts.
Absolutely,
it'll be a good year.
Typical great Mary Anarchy.
Oh, by the way, one of the bands on it was it misspelled the Cushion Theory? Is that correct? I said Cusin, or is that
it didn't
spelled
say Cushion Theory?
No, it said Cusion. But like Cushion Theory, like the Grigg Brothers?
Yeah.
Fucking A, man.
Yeah,
I love those kids.
A reunion show.
I haven't seen them in forever. I love those cats.
Coming up.
That'll be awesome.
They're back together, and that's awesome. So
they Justin
got a nice
and Jordan Griggs. Good guys, good musicians.
Those guys are homosexuals, allegedly.
Chewy.
I guess I spelt it wrong. I got to put an H in that. Fucking I'm sorry, everybody.
It's all right.
Oh, well.
It's all right.
Anyway, but tons of great
bands.
Damn,
Nick, that's fucked up.
I'm really excited about the Cushions here. I'm also really excited about that new band, One Ton Dooley.
Oh, yeah. I heard about them. They're going to be pretty good early on Saturday.
Yeah, early act, new band.
Earlier, like 6 or 5 or something.
I bought a couple of your records recently, and I feel like I want my money back.
Hey. We don't have any records out yet.
Chewy is our critic, so.
Roxy Cali playing on Friday, which we just recorded, and you can check out our two new singles out on Reverb Nation.
Right. And the headline. Reverb. Who are our headliners? Kittenhead?
Kittenhead.
On Kittenhead.
Friday. On Friday. Post War on Saturday.
Post War. Fuck.
And of course,
both great,
you know,
great bands.
Reno, you have a problem. Or Reno, we have a problem.
Yeah.
We got Betty Rockers playing on Saturday.
All your local faves and more.
Bunch of new guys. So it's just great. You just come out and enjoy the love. And you can go, you know, the great thing about the festival all day is you come in, go somewhere, get dinner, come back, you know.
Yeah.
Did you guys already fill all your spots too?
Yeah, we're all full. That stuff fills up really quick. Like, I put the
if you want to play the next one, tell him a month ago.
It's kind of like that. Kind of.
Yeah, friend Nick on Facebook and he'll put the call out. Yeah. And I'll share it on all the shit.
Sort of like open mic, you
know. So we're looking forward to the Merry Anarchy. Also, a little before that, I have a very, very, very special guest with me at First Friday. First Friday, May 6th. Is that right? Yeah, May 6th at the Foxy Olive. The lovely, the one and only Jen Scafidi from Carson City is
Jen.
My guest. Yeah, coming out of her reclusive Rory Dowd syndrome. She's going to play music with me. Well, not with me, but sequentially with me.
Seriously, I think you just made my nipples hard.
You'll be in the same room.
We'll be in the same room playing music, and I could put that on my resume.
Jen's
I'm excited. Yeah. Jen's one of my best, oldest friends in town, and it's going to be a great chance to have a good time playing music with her. So come out and check us out, Foxy Olive, on the first Friday of the month. Nick, you got anything coming up?
Same night, May 6th, I believe, Roxy Colley, The Hunt Club, and Stabby Unicorn.
I want to go to that show.
Damn.
At the Holland.
That's a good show.
That's
and those
really
are all like
show.
like 80s-friendly type music.
No, and those, I've wanted to see that show, literally, those three bands together.
Pretty artsy rock kind of stuff.
Synthesizers. Lots of synthesizers.
You know the Hunt Club, and it's cool because Fake
Rick's band.
Rick and Nick and damn.
Yeah.
That's terribly exciting.
Will there be any guitars?
No
guitars. It is played when
it is
on a stand.
John's is a guitar. It's just not fucking, he puts it on a stand.
Oh, that's
true. It's totally a guitar. Okay.
There will be a guitar.
There will be a guitar.
Yeah, not, but he doesn't play it like that.
He plays it like lap steel, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He plays like a lap steel guitar.
America.
It's the new shit, man.
Might see some naked college chicks.
All right, well, I want to say thank you again to the band. Gracias for being on the show today.
Absolutely.
Thank you guys.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
For Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick, and all the interns, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, reminding you that life is short and I love you. So good night, ladies.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass. Yeah.
got on.
Fuck yeah.
Do you, if it's up to you, if you're cool with it, do you mind if we got one more we could do?
Okay.
We have a million more, but I mean, shit.
We're supposed to be quiet after by 10 o'clock, and it's 9:51, so you got time for one more song.
One more?
Okay. Yeah. All
right, right on. All you want to do the Hey Girl song?
Yeah, let's do the Hey Girl song. Why not? I mean, we said we were going to, right?
Yeah.
Somewhere right there.
There we go.
All right.
Yep.
Punishment.
Yeah, sorry about that.